Welcome back to Sarbi Sensei. If you like this video at any point, be sure to like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this dumb, stupid, ridiculous nonsense.
Please, for the love of God, do not.
Can somebody please tell me since bloody when it is okay to say that you're 6 foot tall when you're actually 5'8"?
When has it been okay to paint a whole nother face on your face before you can even go outside? It's a complete lie. You're a fraud. When has it been okay to wear fake nails? You're a fraud. When has it been okay to wear hair extensions? You're a fucking fraud. I can go on and on and on. Push-up bras. You're a fraud. Bars.
That's literally fraud. Like, I get it. If you're 5'11", you need to put, like, your 6 foot on your dating profile. Sure. You do what you gotta do, boo. I can even understand that if you're 5'10", that you need to put 6 foot. But when you're 5'8", and you put 6 foot, like, honey, what are you trying to hide? There's no...
Look who's talking.
I mean, look, okay. I gotta agree with her. Fellas, why the fuck would you lie? Fellas, don't lie on a date nap. If you gotta do that, just forget it, man. She's gonna see what your height is when you meet her. So I really don't see the point.
That doesn't even make sense.
I guess the logic is once she see my award-winning personality, she won't care about the height. No, man. Women are really, really, really shallow. They're not gonna see past the physical. Most of them.
Somebody done told you wrong.
No way of... What? Like, I'm actually so upset. See, I didn't even take off my coat. I just cannot wait to rant to TikTok about this. The guy had zero personality. He's shorter than me. The food was mediocre. Like, we had salmon, but it's mediocre.
Go yourself. That's how I feel.
I cannot believe I wasted my precious, relaxing Sunday night and I put on makeup for this. Like, it took me an hour to get ready.
Ma'am, who the f*** do you think you are?
But what does that say in itself? That you have to spend an hour putting on this costume, this whole costume, to be presentable to the world. That's the hypocritical part about this whole damn video. I just love how women think they're worth so much more than they're actually worth.
How rude!
You don't seem like a likable person. You don't seem like someone who would be a good wife and a good mother. So the only reason you think you have this high value is what's between your legs. And every guy on the planet is going to get tired of screwing that after 3 months tops. So then what do you got? It's all downhill from there in the relationship. You're not the prize. That guy would be doing you a favor by putting up with your bullshit for the next 50 years. I don't care how short he was and how, you know, low of an income he had or how boring his personality was. I'd bet everything I own he was more of a likable person than you are.
I have got a story time for you. Now, it's a short one, it's not a super long one, but it's a bloody story time. So I was just washing my face, taking my makeup off, and for some reason, this date I went on when I was 19 years old just popped into my brain, and it was awful. So when I was 19, I was a little bit of a serial date. I basically went on a bunch of dates.
Hey, like that, dog. You know what I'm saying?
It's just running wild.
What a shocker. You were a serial dater at 19. Look, on another note, seriously, guys, never, ever, ever, ever date a woman who has a social media presence, but especially TikTok, where she talks about her personal life. That is a black flag. Hit it and quit it at best. And even if you take that risk, just know every date and every interaction is going to be, you know, a TikTok story.
I don't want to be that guy.
A bunch of guys, and I had absolutely no icky men radar. Like, it was basically non-existent. The guys and the stories I have about the people I went on dates was... Anyways, I go on this date. Leading up to the date, conversation is normal. Everything's fine. We've met on Tinder. We were just talking. Like, it was pretty casual. There's nothing else to it.
Cash.
And I was really excited for the date. Like, I was looking forward to it because we got along really, really well. We never, like, spoke on the phone, we never FaceTimed, nothing like that. And to be honest, I think what attracted me to him the most was the fact that we got along. And if you had met my ex, you'd understand why.
She said, oh, I went on so many guys who were, ugh. So what does that make you at this point? You went on 50 dates or more with guys who were, ick. So at this point, you're, ick. Women who have all these different experiences with men, even if she didn't sleep with them, are not relationship, you know, material, period. These women will never be satisfied with anything. Can you imagine a woman just saying, oh, I've been on 100 dates in my life and she's on a date with you now?
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
wouldn't you piece together, like, wow, something must be really wrong with this woman if out of 100 guys, she couldn't find one to make something work with. But they try to spin the narrative that, oh, no, it's just because I'm picky because I'm so great and I'm not going to settle.
Right.
Hey, folks. We'll be back to the video in a second. Be sure to like and comment anything under the video. It's the only thing that's going to help us grow and blow this channel up. But you know how tired I get listening to these dingbats? Really, go ahead and support the content by joining the Patreon or the YouTube membership. For low as $5 a month, you get access to one or two exclusive videos a week, as well as getting access to my videos one day early. The YouTube membership is $10 a month for the convenience of not having to leave YouTube, or you could sign up on Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month.
Hell no!
So, we arranged to meet at the train station in the town that I used to live in. And the train station was basically, like, in the centre of the town. And you had everything else around it. All the shops, all the restaurants, bars, coffee shops.
Get to it.
Everything. And I'm walking towards him. And the closer I get, when I spotted him, I see he has these two red cups in his hand. And I'm like, oh.
What's the point?
He's got Costa. Like, has he? He's not. Has he actually brought me a Costa on our date? He had. He brought me a hot chocolate. It was a winter date as well. So, like, big brownie points at that time. I was very impressed and I thought that's very sweet and very thoughtful. You know, I said that we hadn't FaceTimed, we hadn't spoken on the phone much. Like, it was just a little bit back and forth on Tinder, kind of fancied each other, and we're like, okay, let's go for a date.
Now that that pointless shit is done, we can get to the pointless shit we're all here for.
Big mistake. I wish I had spent a lot more time chatting to him and getting to know him before I met up with him. Because we sat down at dinner and the whole conversation, I'm not even exaggerating, okay?
That's a damn lie.
Whole conversation was about him, his job, and how much money he earned.
I run shit, you just live it.
I will agree with her here. Before you go out on a date with a woman, which these days, I don't even know why you would. But if you find one that you think is worth going on a date with, definitely talk on the phone with them multiple times before you ever go on a first date with them, so you can disqualify them if need be. And most women these days, I feel like, won't pass the phone test. They won't pass the, you know, 3 30-minute conversation test. If you guys can't have 3 interesting 30-minute conversations before the date on 3 separate occasions, then they're not worth going on a date with. Yeah, I'm going to coin that. So if you hear anybody else say it, you know where they got it from.
Okay.
But here's one thing she won't touch on. If he didn't talk about himself and his job and how much money he made, or, you know, whatever he talked about, what would you be talking about? What interesting conversations and interesting topics would you have brought up instead? Exactly. That's the part she don't want to dive into.
Guy did not ask me a single question about myself. Obviously, that's rule number one of a date, but also me. Like, I love to talk. I don't even need to be speaking about myself, but I love to yap. I love to talk. I love to chat. He didn't ask me anything. And he did one massive, very humongous, icky thing on the date. Showed me his bank account. Totally unprovoked. Just showed me his...
I mean, yeah, that's cringe. Like, come on, fellas. Look, I know my listeners wouldn't do something like this, but that is just, oh my goodness. Look, dude, now that's called having no game at all, if you're just leading with money like that. I mean, if you're going to lead with money, at least do it in a subtle way. Hey, check this out. Here go my bank account.
Awkward.
I can't imagine that has ever worked for this guy. He'd be better off just, you know, riding down the street with, you know, $300 waving in his hand out the window of a Benz.
You have any great ideas, just keep them to your fucking self, okay?
Okay, so a guy that I've had a crush on forever slid in my DMs and asked if I wanted to get dinner with him. And I was, oh my God, I was so excited. So I told all my friends and they were so excited for me. I mean, like, this he's just a super popular guy and everyone likes him. He's so cute, so nice. I could not believe that this guy was like cold open asking me on a date, but I was so excited. I was like, well, I'm not gonna question it. I'm just gonna show up. So I get ready.
See, fellas? When they like you, they like you. And when they don't, you're gonna know it. And that's a bad situation to be in when you're trying to get a woman to like you, because she's just gonna use you for dinner dates, for rides, etc., etc. If she's not enthusiastic, like jumping for joy at the idea to go out with you, look, just buy prosties. You would be better off just buying prosties.
You can't get help unless others know you need it.
If you're one of those guys who can't get a woman to get super excited to be with you or go out with you or bite her bottom lip for you, just pay for it, man. You're probably going to come out cheaper that way anyway.
Well, yeah, that's totally fine. I have no issue with that.
I show up to the restaurant. He's already there. I ask where he was sitting, and then I couldn't find him anywhere. And I look around. I see him sitting in the corner at a table with another girl. So I don't know what to do. And I was like, oh, maybe it's definitely just like, I don't know what I was thinking, actually. I don't know why I'm trying to narrate what I was thinking. I just walked over to the table, and he was like, hey, this is my friend. And I was like, okay. Like,
Jiminy fucking Christmas. Are you fucking serious right now?
I don't know what you heard about me, but oops, you can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucker, P.I.M.P.
That's gangster. See what Chad and Tyrone could do to these bitches? You see how he could play these bitches? And he's done it in the past. This isn't his first rodeo with this. You know what type of guy this is. Because look, I'll be real. This woman is fairly attractive. So the type of guy who could do that to a woman who looks like this, we already know what it is. And all these women deserve it. Chase the top 10%, get played like a stupid wench. I'm totally for it. And what's crazy is they never learn their lesson. They'll keep going after this same exact type guy. And they'll keep getting played like this. But they'd rather just keep getting played the rest of their lives until they age out than date an average man they can actually build something real with. So F them. I don't feel bad. I'm not bitter, but F you. I ain't shedding no tears for you.
I thought maybe she was just, I don't know, passing by.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Nope. So I sit down at this table and he's like, how are you? And I'm like, good. How are you guys? Plural. He was like, oh, we're good. And then he starts just talking to her. Doesn't give me any intro, any explanation. I'm confused. I really at this point still thought that maybe she was just like walking by and like happened to know him.
That's stupid. Use your common sense. Just use your common sense.
I would be so ashamed if this was my daughter and I came across this TikTok. It would be an ultimate facepalm moment. And it's so stupid, I wouldn't even bother trying to call her or give her a talk and try to, you know, give her some game. It ain't even worth it at this point. Lost cause.
Imagine a guy you really like asks you on a date and you show up and he's also on a date with another girl at the same time.
The crazy part about how a woman's brain work is this is going to turn her on more about him. This is going to make her want to fight even more for him. He knows that. And the way Long Stick Rick sets it up, it's almost like these women feel grateful when he finally gives them the D. He knows how to get women to see him as the prize. Does he have good character? Of course not. But when you're tall, handsome, and got charisma, you don't have to have good character when it comes to pulling women. Actually, not having good character is going to be more points for you. Because having good character is boring to women.
What do you do? I don't know what to do. And it's not even like it was like a group like thing because she wasn't talking to me at all. Yeah, I know. I'm mad too. The waiter comes and asks what we want to eat, and I was like, this is definitely her cue. Like, she definitely has somewhere more important to be. Nope. Nope. She orders an entree. So the three of us go on a date. We're on a date together.
And your dumbass didn't leave. So what does that say about your self-esteem? What does that say about how pathetic you are? That even at that point, you didn't say, oh, no, I'll leave. This is what they'll do for the guys they're truly attracted to. So if you jumping through hoops, you're not that dude.
Oh, that was uncalled for.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.